ever took time to think, like really, really think, just to answer some of the basic questions in life, such as, who are you? Why am I here? Or, what is the purpose of life? No. Well, me neither. Here on Hashtag for the Culture, we're going to deep dive in some of the most toughest topics going on in society today. However, the catch is, I'm going to keep it under 10 minutes and try not to take all of your time. This is James Motivates, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it. All right. I keep hearing a lot of conversation about this war talk going on with Donald Trump. And I didn't really want to touch the topic because it's like I don't know too much about it. But I mean, I'm going to speak on what I know. I hear a lot of people in fear. Oh, World War III. World War III. I don't know what's going to happen next. What are we going to do? What's going to happen to our country? I'm afraid. And you know, you got every right to be afraid. Please don't get me wrong. Like, I get that. War is not a subject to where you should be comfortable if it involves your country. But when you're the United States, you got to look at war a little different. Because war for the United States is not essentially war. War in the United States means that we're about to conquer your country. When we go to a country, we never intend to bomb, flatten, take, leech, and then leave. Oh, no. Everywhere we've had war, we've stayed. Except, correct me if I'm wrong, historians, Vietnam. But every war that we've had since America was founded about 200 years ago, which is a fairly young country, we've been like going to countries and staying. And that makes you wonder, so why do we do that? Why do we go to these countries and bomb these people and rape these women and kill these children and assassinate these leaders and then say it's for democracy? Say it's to protect our land, our people, our citizens? I don't know. That don't sound all the way there to me. Because how does going to other countries, taking over and killing people protect us? Doesn't that want to make people blow us the hell up? Kill us? Bomb us? I would think. It's almost like when you go to the beach or, matter of fact, I'm going to use school. It's like when you go into school, you walk in the building, you know, there's a bunch of different kids. You got the big bully and you got the extra smart kids, you know, the ones with the glasses, quote unquote nerds that are eventually going to rule the world because they learn how to do their taxes and you don't. And then they now know how to tax you, take more of your money while you're sitting there poor trying to figure it out. But that's neither here nor there. And it's like America's like this, the big bully in the classroom to where I'm going to take this kid's lunch money every day. And if he doesn't do what I say, there's going to be physical consequences. And we see that with our commander in chief. If you don't do what he says, he will blow you up. And that sounds like a cartoon, but it's real. It's not a game. Like, if you don't bow down to the American empire of the world, we will blow you up. And this is one of my favorite cartoons ever. And I think this is a perfect example. It's Avatar The Last Airbender. And Avatar The Last Airbender was about a young boy named Aang. And I'm going to keep this short. But basically, his enemy was Zuko. Zuko was a banished prince from the Fire Nation. The Fire Nation was basically its own country, a fairly new empire, that would go around and conquer all their lands. But then in the third season, when Aang actually went to the Fire Nation, he realized that the people that were there, the average citizens, couldn't even comprehend what their country was doing across the waters. They couldn't even comprehend that the Fire Nation was going around to different countries and killing people and taking over and obliterating civilizations because they were stuck in their own bubble. And that's how I look at it with our American citizens. I'm seeing like all these memes and jokes and all like the, like, this is like, it's funny. This war stuff is funny to people. And I never understood that because these are fathers, mothers, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters going out defending something that they might not even believe in. But they're doing it because they have a bigger cause than themselves. They may be doing it so their kids won't have to struggle. They may be doing it so their grandkids won't have to struggle. And we sitting here making memes about World War III? This is where we are as a society. We're so naive as to what's going on around the world that the threat of a World War III is a joke? Think about that. How far gone are we? How privileged are we in this country to joke about the possibility of a World War III? And I don't know much about the assassination of the man that they killed over there in Iran. But I know that man probably has kids. That man probably has a family. And that man had power and influence. The same way if that would have happened to us 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we'd be strapped up, ready to go to war. And it wouldn't be a joke then. And sometimes you have to understand, like, you have to be able to have sympathy and empathy. Like, we're losing that emotion. People aren't having sympathy for each other anymore. And I don't understand why. I'm not saying you have to understand. But you don't joke at stuff that is serious like this. And it's not me, like, saying, like, oh, stop what you're doing, censor your voice. Like, no, I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying have a little empathy. Understand that energy you're putting out there. Somebody that had a heavy influence in another country was assassinated. And we sitting here joking about it. And I think if we had another draft and we seen more of our young kids, our children, being pulled out, getting ready for World War III. Then it's like, oh, because now it affects us. But when you have the ability to empathize, you don't really have to understand what they're going through, but you can understand that this is an issue. You may not have understood slavery because your ancestors weren't slaves, but you can still empathize because you know that people should not have the power of choice taken away for absolutely no reason. And that's all I'm saying about this. We have to be more empathetic. We have to be more understanding. Everything's not a joke. Everything's not a joke. Because you don't want to have to wait until it happens to you. And then nobody has empathy and sympathy for you. Because we're taking everything as a joke. And that's my take on that. Appreciate you listening. Let me know what you think. Like, comment, share. This your boy James Motivates. Follow me on Instagram at James Motivates or at Twitter _ James Motivates. Like, comment, share. Once again, appreciate your time. I hope that you have an amazing day, amazing night. Whenever you get the chance to listen to this, let me know what you think. This is Hashtag for the Culture. This is your host, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it.